Okay, very happy Zos Chanukah to everybody. The continuing on in Perek Chaf Vav of Hilchos Sanhedrin, the Rambam is dealing with the dinim of Klala, of course, with the natural connection Elohim Lo Sekalel Vinasi VeAmcha Lo Saor. And again, for the Rambam, it's the din of the Pchisos HaNefesh of the Mekalel, as he writes in the Sefer HaMitzvos, and not so much on the injury suffered by the Mekulal. But the outer boundary, of course, being mace, because we don't take that quite, it doesn't reflect the same chisos hanefesh. Now the Rambam says in Halacha Dalid, in the regular standards of Edim Nasra apply. It's not just a question of Edim and Hasra, but it has to be, again, with the Tnaim of Kinoi Bashem, and it also can't be, Michlal Lav Atashamei Ahein. You actually have to come out and be Mikal the person. The question is, what was the Havam? Of course that this is the standard. Of course you have to have Edim and Hasra, and you have to be, you have to actually violate the Isser. So the Radvaz has two comments, one of which is actually to be found in the Be'er HaGolah and Choshen Mishpat. He says, the first is, you might have thought this was an exception because it's a Lav Shein Bo Maisa. So once it's a Lav Shein Bo Maisa, maybe we'd waive the requirement for Edim and Hasra as well. The Gemara in Torah says that Nishba, Meimer, Mekalel, those are the three Lav Shein Bo Maisa where you can waive the Lav Shein Bo Maisa and there's still, Malkos. So you might have thought, okay, maybe we don't need Edim and Hasra as well. We're willing to relax those requirements. Then the Radvaz makes a second suggestion, which I think is really fascinating. He says, well, maybe it's unique to Klala. Not so much that category of three, but maybe it's unique to Klala because the general, pattern of Klala is Derech Kas, and a person, gets carried away. And just is not nitan for Edim and Hasra. It just happens before the blink of an eye. And so maybe, you wouldn't require Edim and Hasra. Otherwise, you take away Malkos entirely. And he says those two Havaminas, maybe in combination, maybe one or the other, are responsible for, this statement of the Rambam that in fact Edim and Hasra are indeed required, even though we're willing to waive the absence of Maisa in this particular case. The Be'er HaGolah endorses the first. The Be'er HaGolah says, maybe it's about the fact that this is a situation of Malkos where there isn't a Maisa. It's interesting, the Ketzos on Choshen Mishpat there says, when the Rambam says, Enoloka, there's still Nisr Doraisa, which is at play. It's not like it's any less Chamor, it's just not Nitan for that particular onesh. So I think this is a really fascinating point, both points in the Radvaz. It's interesting because, there are a couple ways of looking at, the general Ptur Malkos when it's a Lav Shein Bo Maisa. One of them is just it's not as Chamor, and then you'll say that there are a couple of areas which are just Chamor because, you're trampling on very, very sacred ground, Temura, quite literally, and, Nishba, obviously, Shvuos, and nobody needs to justify that. Those are considered chamuros and mekalel as well. Those are such, severe areas that even though in general Lav Shein Bo Maisa is less severe, here the dibor will be upgraded to, Maisa status because of what's, the severity of it. If you take that approach, you wouldn't necessarily extrapolate to the heyara of the Radvaz. You wouldn't say then, if we could waive the fact that there's no Maisa, so maybe we should be able to waive Edim and Asra as well, because the whole point is that it's so Chamor, even without the Maisa, doesn't mean that you don't need the same, evidentiary standards, Hasra, Lahavchin, Vinshogging, Lemezid, and Edim to make sure that it actually happened. So it doesn't seem to naturally follow from that understanding of, Kolav Shein Bo Maisa, Ein Lokin, Lalav, Chutz, Mishalosh. So I think that's something to maybe recommend. Maybe something like the second approach where, it's really just a question of is Klala in general subject to Edim and Hasra? And the answer is yes, that even though the Derech of Klala is Derech Kas, but to give Malkos, you really need that same evidentiary standard. You can't, relax that area.